This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 17 for Friday, August 12th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Friday morning, adding to consecutive days of gains. Thundershowers along with temperatures approaching 30 degrees Celsius are expected for parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan later today, while southern Manitoba will feel warm and sunny. Crude oil is taking a step back one day after a report from the International Energy Agency suggested growing demand for the rest of the year. Soy oil is mixed, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both higher. The Canadian dollar has dipped by one quarter of a United States cent this morning. The November canola contract is up $6.10 per ton at $873. In the U.S., grain buyers and analysts are awaiting today's monthly USDA supply-demand estimates, which will be released at 11 a.m. Central Time today. The majority of observers believe that average yields of corn, soybeans, and wheat will be revised downwards due to hot and dry conditions over the past month. Based on a pre-report estimate, corn production in the U.S. is expected to be a small reduction, totaling 14.4 billion bushels on a yield of 175.9 bushels per acre. The USDA resurveyed acreage in the Dakotas and Minnesota, which may affect figures. While losses due to hot and dry conditions were limited over the past few days, corn crop conditions are expected to decline over the next few days. The September corn contract is up 1 cent U.S. per bushel at $6.30. One average pre-report estimate is projecting the U.S. soybean crop at 4.48 billion bushels on a yield of 51.1 bushels per acre, which would be slight downward revisions. Weather conditions over the next 2 weeks will be critical to determine this year's production. However, U.S. demand for both soy oil and soy meal remains strong. The August soybean contract is down 14 cents U.S. per bushel to $16.96. The average production estimate for all U.S. wheat is 1.79 billion bushels, another slight reduction of projections, but wheat ending stocks are likely to increase. The USDA's resurvey of acres could result in 400,000 more acres of spring wheat to the totals, while the winter wheat harvest nears completion. The first wheat shipment from Ukraine since the Russian invasion set sail earlier today, according to Turkey's defense ministry. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 21 cents U.S. per bushel at $7.90. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 24 cents U.S. at $8.65. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 16 cents U.S. at $9.06. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, August 12th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.